Classic Business, Wealth and Investment.
Well, just to remind you that we were going to be coming to you live from the SUSA Summit, but we quickly had to pack up our equipment and head back to the studio because of load shedding. And it's time to talk about what we're actually looking for when we go out and look for financial advice. In an increasingly complex financial world, I think there's no doubt that advisors can provide value in many different ways, things like tax planning, behavioral coaching and the like. But how do we perceive the value of these services? It's a critical conversation in a world where I think consumers of financial services are growing increasingly distrusting of the service providers and intermediaries. Now, why is that? Ryan Murphy, head of decision sciences for Morningstar Investment Management, is in country ahead of Morningstar's conference where he'll be addressing this issue. Evening, Ryan. Great to have you on the show.
Hello. Very good to be here.
Now, as a researcher, your research can best be described as, interdisciplinary. You bring together methods from experimental economics, cognitive psychology, mathematical modeling, and really you focus on how people make decisions, especially about things like risk and money. And when one looks at that, one, I certainly think of the likes of Kahneman and Tversky when we talk about behavioral economics. Who have been your biggest influences?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is where a lot of this started. Tversky and Kahneman were psychologists from Israel, interested in these models of rationality. But as they read more in economics, they were in many ways disappointed because they felt that these models that were purported just didn't represent how even they made decisions. And these are highly educated university professors, and they felt even they had foibles in the way that they thought about things and made these kinds of choices. So I think what's so fascinating is to take these models out of economics and start to make them much more human. And that those have been very instrumental and useful for us as we try and understand how people make choices about risk and money, and more importantly, how we can help them make better choices.
Now, your current work centers on measuring people's preferences and developing a way, a framework or a methodology that helps us improve our decision-making quality, which is very valuable. What are you finding? What is it that people are looking for when they seek financial advice?
Right. So this is some recent research we did, which I'm presenting this week here in South Africa. And part of that, one of the top things people look for when they seek a financial advisor is someone to help them reach their financial goals. And this is great. This makes a lot of sense to me. I think goal-centric financial planning is a really smart way to approach things. So that was the good news. But when we looked at what people were valuing, the thing that came in last place was behavioral coaching. And that was a big surprise to me, because when you look at other research out there, behavioral coaching is one of the major sources of value that a financial advisor can provide. And people, investors, seem not to appreciate this, and that's a real missed opportunity.
And when you say behavioral coaching, an example would be stopping an investor from making a knee-jerk response to a weakening currency, for example.
Exactly, right. So people have a tendency to overreact sometimes to information. They sometimes chase returns. They're sometimes overconfident, which can result in, lack of proper diversification. There are lots of different phenomena we see in which people have these biases. Mm. And when those start to manifest themselves in the investing process, people can really undermine their own long-term interests.
Financial advisor side, how are they perceiving the value that they're giving to their clients?
Well, what we're interested in is looking at it from their perspective too. And financial advisors rightly predicted that people are looking for someone to help them reach their financial goals. And that's really good as well. Financial advisors rightly were predicting that people were not all as much interested in behavioral coaching, but they also recognized that this is a source of potential value. One thing we found that is interesting too, that was highlighted in the results, is that many investors were interested in getting advice that helped them reach their goals, but at the same time wanted someone to help them develop a portfolio that maximized their returns. And when you think about this, those are two different things. Mm. Because the kinds of portfolios that advisors can help people develop that reach their goals may be different than those that maximize returns. And so that could be a potential source of heartache. And so we highlighted that advisors could start to maybe have that tough conversation to say, look, we're not going to develop a portfolio for you that is designed to maximize returns, but it will serve your long-term goals.
Yeah, not always mutually exclusive, but very often can be. And obviously that's where a lot of the frustration is, because we get this mismatch of expectations. How can this gap be bridged?
Well, one thing we developed in this research is a process at the end of it. So this isn't just academic research where we publish a paper. At the end of this is a three-step process that has a checklist in the middle of it. And advisors can use this themselves as they sit down and discuss with clients. And you're exactly right. It's this ability to use this process to highlight what investors' expectations are and then be able to start to align those to what really creates value and the sorts of things the financial advisor can provide. We find that these use of checklists can help people better understand themselves, because in some ways people are strangers to themselves about what they want, but also help better align what the services that the financial advisors are providing.
Yeah, very often I think it's what investors don't know, they don't know about themselves, that can trip them up. Very important that. Ryan, great pleasure chatting to you. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there as it's time for the news. Take care.
Thank you very much, Phil.
That was Ryan Murphy, Head of Decision Sciences for Morningstar Investment Management. Let's cross to Priscilla Letso for the latest on the news desk.